perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. You are my friends. I appreciate Gloria, as she said, old friends. And I'm glad, thankful for that, because you've been my friends for many years. And I'll tell you, we've been on this radio station for many years. We've been coming on many times and telling you how much God loves you, and we love you, and we appreciate you. And let's get right into our service this morning by doing this beautiful song for you. And Martha's going to do this one for us, I think. And I think that you're going to enjoy it. So let's go right now and listen as Martha does this song for us.
I face a mountain, a trial of stone. Down in the valley, I felt so alone. Fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Eagles, and I fall in low. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just way life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere.
Thanksgiving Day, and had dinner with Martha, and she was doing a great, had a great day, and we were real proud of her. She was really doing good. Me and Greg got over there to be with her, and she was really having a great day. So you continue to pray for Martha, and pray for all of our listening audience. We have a lot of people who are sick and afflicted, and trouble on every hand. So let's remember all of the people today in our prayers, okay? Let's go right now, listen to this next song, and I think you're going to like this one also. And it says, I'm sorry, this is called Oasis.
Life sometimes is like a burning desert. If the days were miles, it would be a million wives. And one can get so thirsty for just one drop of mercy. But all you find tender bones where someone else has died. Disappointment, they sometimes sting the soul. That blazing ball of fire gets hotter by the hour. That dry, hot wind that burns us, it is like a breathing furnace while the sun cooks up the supper. Oh, the buzzards to devour. But God is your old aces. In dry places, He makes the flowers to grow.
Living waters flow. Aren't you glad that you drink one day from that fountain that never grows dry? He said to the woman, he said, I know that you came thirsty, and if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. Aren't you glad for that? Oh, we have our problems, we have our situations, our sickness and troubles, but nevertheless, if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. You just remember that. And every time the devil comes at you, you just throw that at him. And he'll have to back off, because God's word said it would not return unto him void. So I'm thankful for that this morning. Let's go back and listen to this song, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
In glory land, who's left because of pain? There'll be no pain in glory land. They'll suffer pain no more. So weep not, friends, I'm going home. Up there we'll die no more. No coffins will be made up there. No graves on that bright shore. The Lamb in glory land will walk. The blind up there will see. The death in glory land will hear. The dumb will talk. the moon and stars won't shine, for Christ himself is light up there. We'll live on love divine, so weep not, friend, I'm going home. Out there we'll die no more, no coffins will be made up there, no graves on that bright shore.
Yes, sir, no graves on that bright shore. Aren't you glad for that? Death will never enter the portals of eternity again, because death is going to be done away with. There'll be nothing but gladness. There'll be no sadness. There'll be no tears. He said he wiped away all the tears from her eyes. I don't understand that, but I don't have to understand it. I've just got to believe it. And I believe that one day there'll be no sadness. There'll be no sorrow. Hey, we're going to a land where the Lamb of God is the light of the world. We'll not even need no street lights up there, because it will be forever lit by the Son of God. Let's go right now and listen to this song. It says, Heaven is Real.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. That's prepared for the pure and the free, and how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real, for the Bible says, and I believe there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. want to read one of the old familiar stories of the Bible. It's the parable of the lost son. The Bible said the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that fall me." So he divided unto them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to the citizens of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. And he would have gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the swine's eat, and no one gave him anything. I've often wondered why this prodigal ever left the father's home. Now, you would think that he had anything and everything he wanted. Because you see the picture, and automatically you begin to think of a rich man and having a young son and an older son, and why would the younger son want to leave all of this wealth and all this prosperity? Why did he want to go into the far country? Well, I think sometime we're looking at the picture in the wrong way. I think, first of all, I think the story tells about a forgiving father. And I think that sometimes we don't realize, and I want to talk to the young people today, you've got a forgiving father. Did you not know that my father was the most kind, loving, forgiving person that I ever knew? It seemed like my father was the one who always said, everything's going to be all right. Now, sometimes he'd have to discipline me. Sometimes I would get out of order. He said to me many times, "Son, you keep running, you'll get elected." I never will forget my daddy used to tell me, he said, "Now, son, they're hiring down the street. Be sure you don't go down by there." But my father loved me. He cared for me. As a matter of fact, I believe today that I never realized the loving care that my father really had for me. And I think the story is going to tell us about a loving father who is always loving, always caring, and there for us when we need him. And you know, his heart longs for you, and his heart is yearning that you would come back to him, because you was made in his likeness, made in his image, but you also went into far country. You left the father's house. You left the blessing. You're losing the blessings of God. You've left the blessings that are entitled to you, and sin is dangering and dampening your life, and you're going away from the Father. But you cannot go away from the loving care of that Father, because wherever you go, God is going to be there. And God, through his prevenient grace, is going to always be pleading and begging you to come back to him, because he knows what's best for you. But you see, how many of our young people today have done what this story done? This young man who went away and wasted everything and his every possession. And you know, a lot of our young people today are wasting good talent, wasting good abilities, because they're looking for something and don't know what they're looking for. A lot of them are trying to find it in drugs. A lot of them are trying to find it in alcohol and prostitution and many different things. But it seemed like it's like salt water. It is not satisfying. And they're wasting a good life. You remember the song we used to sing, "Wasted Years." Oh, those wasted years. How we have wasted our life and wasted our living and wasted our possession. We've wasted everything we got on righteous living. And you know, we see that picture every day. People, the prisons are full of people like that. And the insane asylums and the suicide rate is greater among the young people today than it's ever been, because they are wasting their life. They're wasting the beauty of their life. They're wasting the talents and the ability. And they could be living and doing so much better if they'd only realize that the Father is pleading and waiting for them to come home. But he went away and wasted all of his possessions. As a matter of fact, in the 14th verse, said he spent all that he had. And you know, you'll spend out for sin. It don't take you long to burn out. It don't take you long to the crowds that you run with. And it's not going to take you long to wake up one of these days and find that you're all by yourself, just like this prodigal son did. He came to the place where there was no one else around. He had no one to turn to. He was hungry. He was in famine. And he was starving, literally starving to death, because he had spent all that he had. And now he has no friends. And now he finds himself among the pigs, feeding down in the pig pen. And you know, it don't take you long to spend it all and come to waste. and waste your life and find yourself living in the slime pits of sin. And sin will take you farther than you want to go. But you see, he joined himself to the citizens of that country. And today, our young people, I can understand where they're coming from. They want to belong to something. They want to sense the feeling of belonging to something. So therefore, they will join that crowd that they're running with. And a lot of times, they run with the wrong crowd. They join the wrong crowd. And it's not long until their life is entangled with the same things that those people are doing. Don't run with the bad crowd. Don't run with the crowd that's going to influence you to do the things that you ought not do. You need to run with the right crowd. You need to be in the house of God and associate with good Christian people and sit under some good preacher who is preaching the Word of God to you, that loves you and cares for you and cares how you're going to spend your life. Because, listen, one of these days you're going to get married if you're not already married, and you're going to raise a family, and you're going to see exactly what I'm seeing. I didn't realize the love and the care that my father really had for me. When the doctors told me I had cancer and had to be operated on, oh, if I could just talk to my father. I said, if I could just talk to my dad about this situation, maybe things would be a lot better. But you see, dad's done gone. All's left now is a memory. My daddy pleading with me, son, you're going in the wrong direction. You're going to waste it, you're going to spend it, and you're going to come to want. And sure enough, I came to that place like a prodigal son. I rose and I looked about and I came to myself. I realized that I didn't know what I was doing. And I said to God, God, I'm going to return back to the Father, and I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you. Now that's the only way you can come back to the Father. Realize you're lost without God. Realize that you've sinned against God. We've all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. Return back to the Father. Don't be ashamed to fall before him and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against thee. I'm not worthy to become thy son. Make me as thy hired servant. And you know, God will do for you just exactly what he done for the prodigal son. He'll put a robe on your back and put a ring on your finger. And brother, he will kill the fatted calf and you can rejoice. But then the older brother, he didn't have time for a forgiving party because he became angry because God was so willing to forgive this young boy. And I'm saying to you, sir, today, young boy, young girl, God is willing to forgive you if you'll only ask for forgiveness.
And your friends seem few. There is someone who cares for you. In your eyes, your heart bleeds inside. There is someone who cares for you. Come and you feel so blue, there'll be someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone. Sandy cares.
Yes, there's someone who cares. I'm sitting here thinking about a lady who wrote me a letter here a while back, and it was a great letter. I enjoyed it. She said she was standing at the sink, and my broadcast came on, said she was down in the about as low as she could get. She was having her problem, her situation. And, you know, we have problems, situation. Don't never let somebody tell you that you get saved and everything's going to be all right, because all of hell breaks loose again you sometime. Every imp of hell come again you. But anyhow, she said that she was standing there at the sink and said she was about as low ebb as she could get. And said all of a sudden it came on. Benny said, well, you're now welcome to Something to Believe In. And said that just stirred her heart. That's something to believe in. And I'm telling you this morning, you've got something to believe in. You got somebody who cares. You're in prison today, and you need somebody to care. Your home and your family is broken. You're needing a job. Well, God cares for you, and you're distraught, and everything's going wrong. Well, just look up to God. I've been there. I know exactly what it's like. I know what it's like to be down and out. I know what it's like to be broke. I know what it's like to have sickness. I know what it's like to be afflicted. As Jesus was just like us, and yet the Bible said he was afflicted in every way, tempted in every way, and yet he did it without sin. So you can do the same thing this morning. And I just feel a deep, deep concern for you this morning. I'm going to be praying for you in just a moment. But first of all, I want to say happy birthday to Alicia Coulter. They've been so faithful to this radio ministry. Alicia, I appreciate your birthday. You just keep on getting older. Tell Bobby I said hello, okay? Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful that the blood of Jesus Christ is still as real today as it was in the days of the crucifixion, when the blood spilt upon the ground and it spilt upon a rock, and it was ushered to the throne room of God. And there God said, I am well pleased with my son. And we thank you for that, because he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And because of that prayer, you're still saving people. I thank you for that. You're still healing. You're still delivering people. There's no problem that you can't solve. You're a big God. You're a loving God. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this morning. I hope you're going to church. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving Day. I had a good Thanksgiving Day over with Martha. And she was so much alert, so much alive, and she's hadn't been doing that well. But anyhow, she was really alert and alive this time. So we enjoy that. She got tired before we left and was wanting to take a nap. But anyhow, I'm so glad that you're praying for me and praying for this broadcast. I appreciate your financial support. It's been awfully slow. A lot of people I haven't heard from who normally send something every month, and it's been really down. But anyhow, I'm not going to complain about that. I'm just going to trust God for this broadcast, these finances to come in. So I thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. You pray, and then you'll do what God tells you to do. Okay? Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.